Hello, it's Craig here.
And hi, it's me, Reza.
Before we go into this week's episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, we'd like to say something to you, wouldn't we, Reza?
Yes. In a word, what word, Craig?
Well, two words, actually. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're happy and proud and humbled to announce that we have won the podcast award, the UK's podcast award for best education podcast in our category. So we're absolutely thrilled, and we want to thank you, our audience, for being so wonderful and for voting for us.
Thank you to all of you who voted for us. You see, your vote really has made a difference.
And we hope you continue to enjoy our podcast. And here we have this week's episode of Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Beep, 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 beep.
Hello and welcome to Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig, episode 69. 69, that's a lot, isn't it, Craig?
It is. It's nearly 70.
Yes. How are you, Craig?
Well, how are you?
I'm very well. Talking of years, between Craig and I, we have 40 years of teaching experience. That's between us, not each. We're not that old. Between us, we have 40 years. So we'd like to think we know what we're doing.
I think we should by now.
Anyway, we have a laugh, even if we don't know what we're doing.
If you're a new listener, welcome to the podcast. We're going to help you improve your English, particularly your grammar, pronunciation. However, in this episode, we're focusing on expressions and vocabulary of telephone English. However, before we begin with telephone English, some listener feedback. Would you like to read the feedback, Reza?
Yes, I'll try and read it without making any mistakes. It's from Christina from Barcelona.
Hi, Christina.
She says, I need to speak on the phone in my work. And I always am, she should say, I am always nervous. Can you explain some expressions for speaking on the telephone? I love your podcast and learn lots of things every week. Thank you. Thank you, Christina. It's very nice of you to say so.
Thanks for your question. Very interesting question. Telephone English, always difficult. Why is it so difficult, Reza? Why is it a problem to speak on the phone when it's not your language?
Well, precisely because it's not your language. In my opinion, without any doubt, speaking on the telephone is the hardest thing you can do in a foreign language. There's nothing harder. It's the number one hardest thing.
Because you can't see the person's face, you can't see their expressions, you can't use body language to explain things. You're not sure how the person's reacting to what you're saying. It's difficult, isn't it?
Yep. Even using Skype, which is essentially, you know, like a telephone but with video, is much easier than an old-fashioned telephone call. Skype is easier because you get to see the reaction of the person's face. At least it gives you a lot. You know, generally, when people are happy, annoyed, tired, angry, by the look on their face, even if you don't understand the language. With a telephone conversation, you don't get that. All you've got is the language. Mind you, you do get the intonation. And if you've got a good level of English, intonation can tell you a lot, but no facial expressions. That's what makes it hard, I believe.
And also there's some particular specific vocabulary connected to speaking English on the telephone. So let's look at some of these words and expressions now. When you pick up the phone, when you have the phone in your hand, you have to put in the number of the person you're calling. In Spanish, that's marcar. What's the word in English?
To dial the number.
D-I-A-L, to dial a number.
That's interesting because it's a very old-fashioned word. It's an old-fashioned word, but it has stuck, it has remained, because what to dial really means is to turn a dial around thing.
Yeah.
Turn it round.
I suspect many of our listeners won't remember those phones where you put your finger, the phones that were on the wall or on the telephone table, and you had to put your finger inside the dial
and move it in a circle to get the number. Do you remember those, Reza?
Yeah, I do. I was brought up with one of those. Yeah. That is the original meaning of to dial, but it has stuck. So these days, strictly speaking, you're not really dialing in the literal sense. You're probably pressing buttons or pressing a touch screen on a mobile or smartphone. But we continue to say to dial.
Dial the number. And also when you dial a number, you often reach or speak to a secretary or somebody in reception of a company. So you ask them to put you through to the person you want to speak to. For example, can you put me through to Reza? Or could you put me through to the marketing manager? How would you say that in Spanish, to put someone through?
Me puedes poner con Reza, por ejemplo.
Exactly. Pasar a alguien. So, for example, don't put any calls through for the next hour. Don't put any calls through for the next hour. No pasas ninguna llamada en la próxima hora. Or, I'm putting you through now. I'm putting you through now, sir. Ahora le paso. Ahora le pongo.
Con
someone.
Yeah, because ahora le pongo could be misinterpreted.
Yeah.
Ahora le pongo could mean I'm turning you on.
Yeah.
Ahora le pongo con alguien.
Another phrasal verb, but not necessarily used in telephone
language. I've done it again, Craig. I'm sorry. I got X certificate again.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
There's another expression, to hold the line. I'm not sure if that's used so much these days, but to hold or to hold the line means esperar, no cuelgue. Can you hold the line, please? Means can you wait or please hold.
And what about the opposite, when you don't hold the line?
You mean when you...
when you end the conversation.
When you end the conversation. Well, that's another... phrasal verb that is still used today, but it comes or goes back a long way from when telephones are on the wall, and it's to hang up, colgar. The same idea as to hang up a jacket or hang up a coat. Years and years and years ago, you used to hang up the telephone receiver on the telephone.
Yeah, because it was divided in two parts. You had the dial on a box stuck on the wall, and then you had a mouthpiece or receiver, which you spoke through.
So you still use hang up today. He hung up on me, for example, or she hung up on me. Another expression, to give someone a ring or to give someone a call, llamar a alguien. Which do you think is more American, which is more British English? Give someone a ring or give someone a call?
Call sounds more American, ring more British to me.
Mm-hmm. I'll ring you tomorrow, or I'll give you a ring tomorrow, or can you give me a ring this weekend? How do you say volver a llamar a alguien?
To phone or to ring or to call someone back.
Yeah, the object going in the middle of the phrasal verb, to call someone back. Can you phone me back in 10 minutes, can you call me back next week?
Imagine Craig called me and I answered the phone, but I was very busy, and I say, Craig, I can't talk right now. I'll call you back.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call you back in 10 minutes.
I'll call you back after I've made my tea.
Yeah.
If someone's speaking on the phone, we can say, está comunicado, or the line's busy, or the line's engaged. It's engaged. The same as you're engaged to be married, kind of means that you're taken or you're busy. So the same with a telephone, it's busy, it's engaged. I can't get through.
You might know this because you might hear the engaged tone.
Right.
Beep, 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 etc. Means, oh, you can't contact this person because they're already speaking to someone else. They're engaged. You get the engaged tone.
So what do you do if someone's engaged?
You hang up. And try again later.
Call back later. Call back later. Try again later. Mm-hmm. If you phone someone and you phone an office, for example, or a private home, but the person you want to speak to is unavailable, what can you do?
You could leave a message.
Mm-hmm. Dejar un recado.
Yep. You could ask the other person to take a message for you. So leave is the opposite of take a message.
So the questions would be, can I leave a message or could you take a message for me? Could you take a message or can I leave a message?
Craig, have I time to fit in another phone impression? I've already done my engaged tone. Can I do a ringtone?
Go ahead.
Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Ring, ring is the ringtone.
That's the ringtone.
Well, of course, these days, as everybody knows, there are thousands, if not millions, of types of ringtone. In fact, on your mobile phone or smartphone, you can choose the ringtone you want. It could be a traditional sound. It could be a bit from your favourite pop group. It could be a silly laugh, anything you like.
In fact, I think ringtones these days, they can tell a lot about the person, similar to the books on a person's bookshelf. What ringtone do you have in your phone, Reza?
A traditional one.
The one from the phone?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
I never changed it. It goes dring, dring.
Oh, that's the same one.
Dring.
Yeah, that you did before.
That's it. In other words, I'm pretty boring and unimaginative.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
We'd like to tell you about the iTalki website. iTalki is a website where you can find a personal one-to-one teacher at low cost. It's very personalized in the sense that you choose your own teacher. And if you're not happy with your teacher, you change that teacher as often as you like till you get the person who's just right for you. You might have a very specific learning need. For example, you may want to learn business English, you may want to learn English for medicine, you may be interested in English for cultural uses. Whatever you want, you'll find it in italki.com. There you learn real language for what you need and how real people actually speak. You can also find out about culture. Language is for communication, so you can connect with people around the world and communicate with them. If you're a listener of Aprender Inglés con Resi Craig, iTalki are also offering 100 free iTalki credits when you sign up for their paid service and buy 100 credits. So it's buy one, get one free. To find out more, go to inglespodcast.com/iTalki, I-T-A-L-K-I, iTalki. Craig and I are happy to thank iTalki for providing this great service to improve the speaking and fluency and general English level of our listeners.
And for sponsoring Up and Down Inglés con Resi Craig. Expressions. Let's look at some expressions we can use on the telephone. For example, if you want to identify yourself, if you answer the phone or pick up the phone, what could you say, Reza?
You could say, hi, it's Reza speaking.
Or, hello, this is Craig. Remember, it's this is Craig, not I am Craig, because, of course, in Spanish you'd say soy Craig. It doesn't translate to I am, it translates to this is. So, hello, this is Craig. Hello, this is Reza.
Yes, and it's curious that we say it's Reza or it's Craig. It is usually for things, not people, but it's a special use of it for telephone language.
Yes, absolutely. Another one, good morning. My name's... So if you're telephoning, you're calling someone, they answer the phone, you identify yourself by saying, good morning or good afternoon, my name's Craig. Next, of course, the reason for phoning. So why are you phoning? What expressions could you use to give a reason for your call, Reza?
Well, you could start by saying, I'm calling or I'm ringing or I'm phoning to let you know, etc.
Yeah. So I'm calling to let you know that I'll be late on Tuesday, or I'm phoning to let you know that the products are on the way to you.
What if you've got a question?
Well, perhaps I'm ringing to ask if, or I'm calling to ask if, or I'm phoning to ask if, or another possibility, I'm phoning to find out if, or I'm calling because I was wondering if. All of these expressions in the vocabulary can be found on our webpage at inglespodcast.com/69. Asking for people, Reza, how could you, you're phoning someone, you're calling an office or you're calling a private house and you need to ask for someone by name.
So when the person who picks up, when the person who answers the phone is not the person you want to speak to. Is that what you mean?
Exactly. So you phone my house and my mum answers the phone, but you don't want to speak to my mum.
Charming as she is, no, perhaps
I don't blame you. No.
But by the way, can I just clarify for Craig's street credit, for his credibility, he doesn't live with his mum. He doesn't live with his mum. Let's just clarify that.
But let's imagine that I'm visiting my mum and you phoned her number and you want to speak to me.
And she'll probably say, I'm sorry, Reza, it's 8 o'clock and I've tucked Craig in bed in his Mickey Mouse pajamas. You're too late.
With his milk and cookies.
And don't forget the Mickey Mouse pajamas and his Mickey Mouse cuddly toy. So, sorry, Craig.
So well.
Oh, dear, I couldn't resist. No, Craig, back to the script. You could say, could I speak to Craig, please?
Could I speak to Craig, please?
Or if you want to be a bit more polite, I think it sounds more polite. May I speak to Craig, please?
That's very polite. I'd like to. I would like to. The contraction, I'd like to. I'd like to speak to Craig, please.
Or is Craig there, please? Go ahead.
Or could you put Craig on, please?
Yeah, so it's understood, could you put Craig on the phone or on the line?
Yeah, but it's understood. You wouldn't say on the phone, on the line. You just say, can you put him on?
So the phrasal verb put on has many meanings, as we know. We've seen it before. Put on clothes, put on performance, and to put someone on the phone.
Yep. If someone is not available, someone is out of the house or out of the office, you could say, I'm afraid. Mi temo que, or lo siento pero. For example, I'm afraid
Craig isn't in, Reza. He's gone to Orlando. What's in Orlando?
Mickey Mouse. I'm afraid Reza is not here. I'm afraid Reza is not in the office.
He's left the building.
Razor's left the building. Asking for things. How can you ask for things on the telephone?
Well, it's a good idea to stay on the polite side, don't you think? So I would begin mostly with could you. Could's a nice polite, but not extremely excessively formal way of asking for things. For example, could you ring me back later?
Yeah, most of these expressions are polite. We're assuming, we're thinking and guessing that you will be speaking to somebody you don't know, someone who's not a friend. So most of these expressions are formal expressions because you're telephoning, you're phoning people you don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. So as Reza said, could you plus infinitive without to. So could you ring me back later?
I would say that to you, Craig. But imagine that I spoke to your mum and I want you to ring me later. What could I say?
Could you ask Craig to call me back later?
That's what I'd say to your mum. Mm-hmm.
So could you ask plus the person to call me or ring me back? Or could you get, is a little more informal, could you get Reza to call me back, or could you get Craig to phone me back later? Other possibilities? Well, could you tell me if you're asking for information? Could you tell me what time the last train leaves? Could you tell me the name of a good hotel in the area? Could you tell me what time the restaurant closes?
Mm-hmm. Or would you mind, plus ing, would you mind telling me what time the restaurant closes, or would you mind explaining how to get to the station? Craig, that reminds me of the episode we did with Nicola about indirect questions to be more polite and more indirect. Can you remember what episode it was?
Yes, I can. It was inglespodcast.com/50. episode 50. So indirect questions to revise, indirect questions, inglespodcast.com/50. Expressions such as, would you mind, plus gerund. Would you mind asking Reza to get back to me, please?
Ah, to get back to me is another way of saying to call me back, yeah?
To get back to, yeah, I'll get back to you. I'll get back to you tomorrow. I was wondering is another expression for asking for things. Estaba pensando. I was wondering what time the last train leaves. I was wondering what time you close. Yeah. I was wondering how much the tickets cost.
In other words, how much do the tickets cost?
Exactly.
But in a politer way.
I was wondering if we could get together next week. To get together means to meet. I was wondering if we could get together for lunch. Reza, what about giving, you want to give your phone number. So how would you then give your phone number so that someone can get back to you?
The clearest way is just to say, my number is, for example, 66243878.
Yeah. Remember with numbers, if it's British English, the zero is O. So it would be 5440, for example. Americans tend to say zero, don't they? So 2260. Other expressions, you could say, you can get me on. Me puedes contactar.
And then you give the number.
And then you give the number. So you can get me on and then the number. Or you can get in touch on, or you can contact me on, or other ways. Now, let's look at ending the conversation. So you've given your phone number, you've asked for something. How can you finish the conversation?
Well, as we said earlier, you can say that you'll get back to someone. That means let's end the conversation for now and I will think about what you told me and I will call you back. You could say that. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, I'll get back to you next week. I'll get back to you on Friday.
Tomorrow, later today, whatever time. Mm-hmm. And you should thank the person for calling, particularly if you want to be polite, if it's someone you don't know so well. You can say, thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Or thanks a lot then. See you.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for phoning.
All the best. Bye.
See you. Bye-bye. Goodbye.
So those are some expressions. I hope that they have been useful. Remember, you can see those in the show notes at inglespodcast.com/69. Reza, do you like speaking on the phone?
It depends who to. I like speaking to you. I like speaking to friends on the phone. I don't like speaking to people that I've never met before on the phone because it's difficult, as we said. Even in your own language, it's difficult.
Mm.
So we appreciate how hard it is in a foreign language.
I hate speaking on the phone in Spanish. In fact, I don't usually answer my phone. If I can't see the name of the person calling, if they're not in my address telephone list on the phone, I don't answer. I really hate speaking in Spanish. And sometimes when I have to phone to do something in Spanish, I usually prepare before I phone. So I write down any information, I think what I'm going to say. I don't plan the conversation word for word, it's impossible. But I do write down things, that information that I need to ask or that I need to give before I make the call. Do you do that?
Yes, and sometimes I run through in my mind those typical expressions in Spanish. Like, me puede poner con, or buenos días, me gustaría hablar con tal. So I do the same in Spanish as we are suggesting that you do in English. Go through some of these expressions in your mind first before the conversation starts.
Absolutely. In English. That's very good advice. So what's your preferred method of communication when you have to contact somebody who's not maybe a friend, someone you don't know, or company? How do you prefer? Do you prefer email, texting?
Email. I prefer. If it's someone I don't know, email. Yeah,
me too.
Because the implication with email is that it's not urgent. They don't have to reply immediately. And also it gives you a while to think about what you're going to write. One disadvantage of services like WhatsApp, you know, these instant messaging services, is, for example, that you can't really write long sentences or paragraphs. It's not really suitable for that. So you have to reduce everything. And because it's smaller and your fingers don't quite fit well in the keyboard or the screen, there's much more chance that you're going to make a mistake.
Mm.
And also, people know when you're writing because it comes up, doesn't it? Reza typing. So people know you're writing. So sometimes you get interrupted when you hadn't quite finished. Say, I just wanted to say that. And then you get interrupted and it's like, no, you've misunderstood me. And that doesn't happen with an email. With an email, you send it when you want. The person has plenty of time to read it and they get back to you when they want.
Yeah, we should do a separate episode on emails because I've got quite a bit I'd like to say about emails, but I don't think this is the episode for it. But I'll make a note, and I think in the future we should talk about that, because I think as difficult as conversations in English are by telephone, I think there are also some basic things that people need to know about emails and messaging in English. So we'll speak about that, I think, at a later date. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I think we can hang up now.
I think we can hang up and say goodbye. So thank you very much for listening. If you would like to get in touch with us and reach out with a comment or a question, you can reach us through our website at inglespodcast.com, and you can email Reza directly at belfastreza@gmail.com.
Just before we go, Craig, can I do my third and final telephone sound impression?
Do you have to?
Yes, I'm afraid I must. It's apt. It's the line going dead. You're listening to someone and they hang up. They put the phone down while you're listening and you will hear... That means the line has gone dead.
Thank you for that translation. That's definitely useful. In next week's episode, urban living, words, expressions, and language connected to living in cities and towns. Until then, it's a huge and loving goodbye from me.
And from me,
Discomunicado. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later. So Reza and I will see you later.